Well, thanks for joining us, Tom. What's your thoughts after that one, really?
Massively disappointed, probably worse than the other two, to be fair. Conceding sloppy goals. The one and only thing I'll ask from the boys is the heart and the passion, and there was just none of it today, not from any one of them.
He got deflated very quickly in the game. Is there now a, it's like a confidence issue, not taking the knocks all too well, and you know we're only 1-0 down at half time, but it never felt like we were going to get back into it at all.
Absolutely, confidence thing. You think every time they go forward, it looks like they're going to score at the minute. But we're all men, and that shouldn't be the case. They're all good footballers. I believe in all of them. That's why they're at this club. Disappointing to concede from a set piece yet again, another corner. But yeah, you're right, at 1-0 down at half time, we're still in the game. I'd set responsibility for missing a couple of chances there, and to be fair, they've gone up the other end and been clinical, but far too many sloppy mistakes, giving the ball away far too cheap, and the work rate for me, that's the worrying thing.
Going back to the start of the game, in the warm-up we lose Harry Winter. What's your mood 5 minutes to go that you get that news?
Yeah, obviously Harry's a massive loss, because he is one person that will absolutely run himself into the ground for the cause. So yeah, really disappointed, but the lads who replace him should be thinking, this is my chance, and I need to go out and prove to the gaffer that I should be in that starting 11. Wasn't to be today. I think we had a spell of probably about 15 minutes where we created a couple of chances when Elliot got the ball down and driving it and got the fans excited a little bit. But again, you can't have 10, 15 minutes in a game of 90 minutes and expect to get anything out of it.
Now, defence is a given, and the midfield and that kind of thing. But the forward line as well, I'm sorry to do this to you, but it's 9 shots on target in 3 matches,
yep,
against 28 shots on target from the opposition.
Yep.
What can we do? Because I understand what you're doing. You're going 110% and probably trying too hard if the GP know.
Yeah.
So how do we become clinical up front?
Yeah, well, to be fair, for myself though, that should be an extra 3 added onto that. Shots on target there, no excuses, especially the third one. I've just timed it all wrong. But we're not delivering balls into the box enough. We're not giving the lads up there a chance to get in front of the defender and get headers in on target and things like that. So it's just back to the training ground work again. It's a difficult one because we have got players in there with a lot of flair and a lot of creativity, but we're just not showing it at the minute, and something's not clicking. It's completely different. The lads are great. They're all getting on really well in the change rooms, but something, as soon as we cross that white line, it seems to be a little bit deflated. Without making excuses, we've got our 4 top earners out at the minute, in Lloyd, Logan, Brad and Harry, and it's a difficult one. You'd have all of them in your starting 11, so it's a difficult one. It's a hard time for myself, the lads, the management team and the fans, but we've all got to pull in the right direction, and fingers crossed we can turn it around on Tuesday.
Now, let's talk about Tuesday. You talked about on Tuesday, the Tuesday just gone, and I think on Friday as well, about the fitness side of things. We need to get the fitness levels up. How can we possibly do that when we've only got one training session every week? I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? And why are we so off the pace?
To be honest, I thought we'd done enough and everyone had got enough game time in pre-season. We'll maybe have to have a look at that again if we're still here for next year. But yeah, like I said on Tuesday, the lads have got to be doing a bit in their own time, myself included. You've got to get out, you've got to make time. I know the lads work, it's non-league football, and when you're not in more than once or twice a week, it's difficult, but we've got to get up that little bit earlier, get out for a run and look after yourself. It all comes down to looking after yourself. So that's the chat we've had in there. Again, we didn't look fit enough. They looked a lot sharper, a lot quicker. And to be honest, they wanted it more. And they got the results again. And I can't complain at the result because they deserved it.
So Altrincham this Tuesday. And they drew 4-4 today. So they're clearly quite entertaining. How are you thinking going into that game? Because are you thinking of maybe getting the players in on Monday, or is that not feasible? How are you going to get everyone back on it and the confidence back up for Tuesday night? Because that's going to be a tough game, that one.
Yeah, of course, we've done it before, and it's potential that we could get them in on the Monday. I'll have to speak to Olivia, see how the injuries are. Harry might have started today and then come off after 10 minutes, and he's probably saved himself a long-term injury there. But yeah, we've got to get the lads in, and I'll back them 110%. I've brought them in, and I believe every player in this team has won things. They've won this league, they've won cups, and they've played at higher levels. But we're not at higher levels anymore. We're at FC United, and everyone should be absolutely dying to wear that badge. I've done it for 6 years, and I'm not the best player in the world, but I'll always give my 110%, and that's what I want in my team. And at the minute, it's not showing, and that's something that I've got to get across to the lads.